morning, folks. It's good to be in the Lord's house.
Amen.
I can't remember the last time we called off church 2 weeks in a row. And, of course, I missed the one before that because I wasn't feeling so swift. And Leonard preached with, 30 minutes notice? Yeah. But we're glad that you're here in the Lord's house, and those who are visiting, we're glad that you're here. We pray that the Spirit of God will just touch each person in a very powerful way. You know, the Bible says where a few are gathered together in the Lord's house or wherever, there He is in the midst. I'm so glad God's here.
Amen.
And God knows your need. He knows your heart. And I know that He's got a blessing for you. Let's pray. Lord, it's good to be in your house. It's good to come and worship. Lord, we know that you're King of kings, Lord of lords, the Almighty and the everlasting. Oh, Father, we thank you that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, thank you that the Holy Spirit is here to minister to our needs. Not only to minister to our needs, Lord, but to lift our hearts up in praise and worship of you as our King. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. It's so good to see everybody this morning. And quite frankly, when it had snow again for that third Friday in a row, we've had some snow. And I thought, well, I hope it melts away. Well, it did. And so you're here, and it's nice and warm on the inside. As we do every Sunday, let's have a hymn sing. Let's all stand together and sing, "There is power in the blood." Today is a day that we'll do the Lord's Supper, and I think it's good to remember the blood of Jesus Christ. Let's all stand and sing, "There is power in the blood," verses 1, 2, and 4.
Power in the blood, power in the blood.
While we do indeed welcome you, and if you are a visitor this morning, you are indeed our special guest, and we are glad to have you with us. I have just a few announcements. The quarterly conference that was scheduled for today, since we will be doing the Lord's Supper at the end of the service, we felt it best to move that quarterly conference to next Sunday. So if you just come prepared, we'll have our quarterly conference. Our business meeting will be next Sunday. Also, I wanted to give you, I think we gave you an update, but we've missed a couple Sundays, and so I want to let you know about the Lottie Moon. The final total for the Lottie Moon was $3,378, and so that was a very nice offering for the Lottie Moon. You all just keep on giving, and then God will keep on blessing. I believe that too, don't you? So that was wonderful. Thank you all for the beautiful offering. Have I missed any announcements at all? Jeff?
Okay. I hope you are too. He's a very good man, good Christian man.
Okay, very good. Thank you. We will be observing communion at the end of the service today, so please be prepared to do that. The pastor will go over that with you all, how we'll be doing it today. We'll be doing it pretty much the same way we've done it in these COVID trials we are in. We'll be doing it that way. So that's all the announcements I have today. I now will pay attention to our prayer requests that have been asked for us. Remember, Kathy and Will High, they have COVID, and Kathy has asked that we remember them. And also, Kathy sent me a note this morning and said to please pray for Robert that he doesn't get it as well. David, I talked with David Talley. He's had COVID, but he's doing much better. David is convalescing very well, and so he said he was going to go next week and get a test for negative, and I feel sure it'll be well. Let's remember Nell Jackman. Kathy has asked us to remember Nell. She's at the Pruitt Health Center in Monroe, undergoing rehab. So keep Nell in your prayers. Also, the caregivers for Nell, remember them. Teresa Bowers, and that's Ann's niece, and Ann's niece has COVID as well, and she's asked us to be remembrance of her as well. Jeff, I've got some notes here somewhere. Would you mind repeating that, your request for your?
It's Alex and Kim Malcolm.
Alice and Kim Malcolm.
First cousins from West Virginia. They're both in critical condition in the hospital with pneumonia from COVID and other complications, blood clots in the lungs, so it's fairly critical.
Alice and Kim Malcolm. Finally found my notes. I'm sorry about that. And let's remember Pastor Lowell Brown. Lowell Brown, and our pastor over here at Bethlehem, he has COVID as well. And I understand Lowell's in the hospital, so let's keep Reverend Brown. Vivian Austin, I understand, Kenny, that she's making progress and as she's recuperating, but she still needs prayer. All right. Have I left anyone out? Yes, Lori.
Ted Parker.
Yeah. Ted Parker. Okay.
I talked to Ms. Jewel this week. She's done a podcast for the week here with him in the hospital. He hasn't been home since October 3rd. Ooh. He's been out of rehab and out of hospitals.
Okay.
So we need to remember them.
All right. Anyone else? All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day you've given us. This warm day and on the inside, and these friends and loved ones today that we have. And Lord, we thank you for our visitors today, and we thank you they're our special guests, and we thank you for them being here. We pray a special blessing upon us today as we're here to worship. And Lord, we pray a special blessing upon all those, Lord, and we always thank you for the blessings you give us each and every day. But now, Lord, there are those among us that are hurting, and that special request we have. And Lord, I'd like to lift them up to you today, Lord, for a special prayer. We pray for Kathy and Will High, and also for Robert this morning. David Talley, we thank praise report that he's doing much better with COVID. We pray for him. And then there's Miss Nail, Lord, we pray for her as she is in rehab. We lift her up to you and the family as well. And we pray for Ann's niece, Teresa Bowers. We pray for her and her healing of her body. And then Ted Parker has been mentioned today as he's also needed our prayers. We uplift him to you today, Lord. And Teresa Bowers, we pray for her. And then Alice and Kim Malcolm, is who are having a very difficult time with COVID. We pray for them, both of them today, Lord. We lift our pastor, Lowell Brown, up to you today, Lord, as well. We pray for him as he is battling COVID. And then Vivian Austin, we're thankful for the progress she's made, Lord. But we know she still needs help, and we pray, Lord, for your touch and for healing for her body. And as we think forward, Lord, to go forward in today's service, we thank you, Lord, for Pastor Ed. We thank you for both of them. They'll be feeling better, Lord, and they're with us today. And then, Lord, we pray a special blessing upon him as he comes for the message today. Again now, Lord, we ask that you be with us today as we go forward in the service today. And all the things that happen, Lord, we'll be very, very careful to give you all the honor and all the glory and all the praise. For we make this prayer in your special name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, we're going to have a song of praise as we do this morning. And oh, how he loves you and me. And boy, I'll tell you, that's true. And as we think about as we get ready to do the Lord's Supper, what a love it took for him to die on a cross for us. And so let's all stand together and sing, oh, how he loves you and me. There are two verses, and we'll sing both verses as we stand and sing together.
Start this morning in 1 Samuel chapter 7. 1 Samuel chapter 7. And say, well, what's this got to do with the Lord's Supper? Chapter 7 of 1 Samuel. And this will help you recognize an old hymn. I'll ask Leonard to sing it for us in a minute. Verse 10. 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. As Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came unto Bethcar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shin and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. So the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coast of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. Remember that song? Here I raised by Ebenezer, hither by thy help I've come. You know, this scripture tells us that Israel was in the process of worship. Samuel's offering a sacrifice. And the Philistines began to attack. And all of a sudden it says God had a great thunder. Now, I don't know what kind of thunder it was. I don't know what kind of phenomenon it was. But evidently it scared the Philistines. And they began to flee. And as they fled, Israel pursued them, won the battle. And it says from that time on, the Philistines no longer bothered Israel as long as Samuel was the leader. And as a result, Samuel raises up some kind of stone and anoints it with oil. They call it Ebenezer, which means hitherto hath the Lord helped us, or the Lord has helped us at this place. Now, if you remember, it seems like throughout the Old Testament, Israel and various people in Israel were always setting up memorial stones. Remember when Jacob was fleeing Esau, and he gets to Bethel and he lays down with his head upon a stone, and that night he dreams of a ladder to heaven and angels ascending and descending, and the next day he anoints that and calls it Bethel, the house of God. When the children of Israel crossed the Jordan River, as they were coming back in and began to take the promised land, remember they took the 12 stones out of the middle of the Jordan River, and when they got over to into the promised land, they set those stones up as a memorial. So Israel did this often, a time and place of remembering the special hand of God on their lives. Let me ask you a question. Can you remember the times and places of God's hand being special upon your life? Amen. The other day, it's been, I don't know, a week or so ago, the devil was trying to get me discouraged. And he reminded me of some things, you know. He wanted to see if he'd get me depressed, really. How things were here in the United States. Things aren't exactly rosy in some areas. The world situation is not exactly rosy. And then I thought about some friends of mine and Pam's that have COVID. And I thought of church members that were affected and exposed to COVID. And I thought about, back then was when I was, and we weren't feeling so great. I'm back to about 99% now. I don't want to walk from here to Oakboro, but I'm back to, but that day I wasn't feeling that great. And the devil just said, Ed, today'd be a good day to get depressed. I mean, when things are going on, you just ought to mope around a little while. And about that time, the Holy Spirit reminded me of this scripture. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. And suddenly my mind began to think of all the many wonderful, wonderful times that God intervened in my life, in my family, to be a blessing. And in a sense, mentally, I set up a lot of memorial stones. And interesting, one day this week, I was awake like at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and the Lord kept giving me new ones. And I'll ask you about some of your memorial stones. Can you remember a time when you were so sick? You'd had to get better to die? That's the way I felt every time I had a kidney stone. I was too sick to die. But the Lord was with you in that sickness. And you could say, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Several of you here have lost a spouse. And it hurt. And maybe still hurts. And you thought, how am I going to make it? But you did. Hitherto hath the Lord helped you. Hitherto hath the Lord helped you. Some have had rebellious children. Your children haven't been the kind of kids that you wish that you thought you raised them to be. They haven't been the kind of person that you wanted them to be. And yet, even in those struggles, hitherto hath the Lord helped you. Some of you have been through some financial troubles. And you wondered, how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to take care of the things that are needed? And yet, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. And somehow or another, at the end of the month, even though you thought you had more month than you had money, at least at the end of the month, you had all the bills paid. Some have been through betrayal, divorce. Hitherto hath the Lord helped you. Think about our nation. How many times has God intervened? Remember your history? The French and Indian War. The Revolutionary War. The War of 1812. The Civil War, or war between the states. World War I, World War II. Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan. The attack on the World Trade Center. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Vietnam, I forgot Vietnam. Think about sometime like in the late 1800s, a depression, the Great Depression in the 20s, early 30s, the recessions that we've had, the polio epidemic, the flu epidemic of the between 1915, 1920. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Over and over and over again, the Lord has helped us. Some of you that have been a member of this church for all your life can probably think back over the years when things were not so rosy. And you wondered, well, will the church survive? But hitherto hath the Lord helped us, and you have. You see, we need to go back and remember all the great things that God has done for us. And I was even thinking this morning, you know, maybe I shouldn't say it this way, but I will anyway. God's kept me from doing some stupid things. He just protected me. We were talking in Sunday school about Joseph. Joseph was protected. God looked after Joseph. And there are times in all of our lives, you know, I think about, I've been in four car wrecks, tore up four cars. Not a single one of them was my fault. Somebody else always ran a stop sign and creamed me, and I walked away from every one of them without a scratch. I think about the devil tried to take Pam and Sarah out. I just bought a car, and they were going to the, up in the mountains to do a prayer retreat, ladies' prayer retreat. And something hung up in the carburetor, and Pam says she was going around those mountain curves wide open. With both feet on the brakes, and finally got stopped. You know, Sarah's a missionary now in Australia, and Pam's still ministering with me. How precious it is to think about all the wonderful, wonderful times when God looked after us and cared for us and met our need. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. You know, we serve a great and a mighty God who is involved in the lives of his people, who cares about you, who cares about me. We serve a God who's, the Bible says he puts our tears in a bottle, who knows the number of hairs on our head. And Jesus said, if he knows that a little sparrow falls, how much more he cares for you and for me. And you may not go to your house and set up a big rock, but I pray that mentally, every day, you're aware of the memorial places where hitherto hath the Lord helped you. Oh, that old song, count your many blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. It will surprise you what the Lord has done. And the wonderful thing about it is, he's not just a past tense God. He's a present tense God. Again, another song, oh, God, our help in ages past. Yes, wonderful. But what's the next line? Our hope for years to come. God is still our hope for tomorrow. Oh, it's easy to get depressed when we look at the bad. But when we look at the greatness of our God, the wonder of our God, the power of our God, the love of our God. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. How wonderful, wonderful, wonderful it is to know how much he helps us, how much he loves us, how much he cares about us. I keep quoting Psalms. One of these days I'm going to learn to sing. Because he lives, this child can face uncertain future because he lives. Isn't that wonderful? We don't know what the news is going to be in the morning. You may speculate. Now, the Holy Spirit may reveal something to you, but God's in that future. God's in that future. Turn with me over to the book of Isaiah, chapter 40. Oh, and this is so good. the very end of that book, that chapter, Isaiah 40. Verse 28. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, and there's no searching of his understanding. The everlasting God, the one who created the ends of the earth, he doesn't faint, and he doesn't get tired. Awesome. And his wisdom is beyond our understanding. He giveth power to the faint, to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Wow. In the presence of God, there's strength to go, to live, to care. In the power of God, there's everything that we need. As we wait in his presence, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. And will continue to help us. I'm glad he's not just the God of the Old Testament. The God of Samuel or David or Solomon or Isaiah or Jeremiah. I'm glad he's your God and my God. They set up a Moreh stone. Hitherto the Lord helped us. And you know the greatest memorial stone of all? The Lord's Supper. What does that table say down there in front of me? In remembrance. In remembrance of me. Some churches that have the tables that are, you know, way much longer say, this do in remembrance of me. And as you celebrate the Lord's Supper, it's a reminder. You are a sinner. You were lost. You were on your way to hell. You had no hope. You were a child of the devil. You were controlled by him and his evil ways. But hitherto the Lord helped us. There came a time in your life when the Holy Spirit spoke to your heart and said, Jesus is Savior. And Jesus wants to save you. And if you repent of your sin and confess him as your personal Lord and Savior, you can be forgiven. And every time we come to the Lord's table, it's a reminder of God's great love for us. The Bible reminds us over and over again, not that we first loved him, but that he first loved us. It wasn't that he looked down and said, boy, that's a bunch of nice folks. He looked down and saw us in our sin. And he still loved us. Still cared about us. Still wanted to make a difference in our lives. He wants us a part of his family. And he helped us. And some know not just that initial salvation, but there are those that, I don't know about your personal story, but I know personal stories of others who came to the Lord in salvation, and yet somewhere down the road they wandered off. They strayed. They messed up. They blew it as a Christian. But the Holy Spirit continued to work. Hitherto, the Lord continued to help them. And little by little, or sometimes in a dramatic moment, the Holy Spirit drew them back. And like that prodigal son running to his father, saying, "I'm not worthy." And the father accepted him back. The father hugged him and kissed him. And you've got to picture that. Please picture that. I fed enough pigs in my life to know that they don't smell good. And when that boy came back to his daddy, he had been in the pig pen feeding pigs. No doubt his clothes and his shoes and everything was reeking with foul odor. And that dad didn't say, "Wait a minute, son. You go take a bath and clean up, and I'll welcome you home." No, that dad, it says he grabbed him and he hugged him and he kissed him while he was still in his filth. And then he made it possible for the kid to get a clean robe and shoes on his feet. I'm so glad I don't have to clean myself up before I go to the Lord. I'm so glad that the Bible says if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Because you see, if I had to clean myself up, I'd never be able to approach the Heavenly Father. But thank God the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ washes me white as snow. Cleans me up. Cleans you up. It's not what I have done for myself, it's what He does for us. It's what He does for us. And when we come to the Lord's table, it's a reminder. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him would never perish, but would have everlasting life. Over in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, where Paul is writing about the observance of the Lord's Supper and what the Lord had revealed to him about it, he talks about people that have problems because they don't discern the Lord's body. And that can take several different directions. One is, we are the body of Christ. And to discern the Lord's body is to love one another. I've never seen it done, but I've heard about it, that at this point of the service, the pastor stops and says, "Now listen, any of you brothers or sisters at odds with anybody, go out on the porch and make it right, and then we'll come back in, and then we'll have the Lord's Supper." Now, I don't know of anything like that in this church, and I praise the Lord for it. But I know a few churches that I've been in over the years that if I'd have made that announcement and they took me seriously, I could have just sat down because the porch wouldn't have held them all. We need to discern the Lord's body and love one another. We need to discern the Lord's body and realize that it was His broken body and shed blood that paid for our salvation, paid for our healing, paid for our blessing. We need to discern that He gave it all What did you play it to start with? Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. When we come to the Lord's table, it's the greatest memorial stone of all. A reminder of the grace, the protection of our Lord. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. And apart from that help that's represented by that Lord's Supper, there is no salvation. Revelation talks about a group of people who overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony. It's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and our testimony of our acceptance of that blood and of the power of that blood and of our love for the Lord that gives us salvation, gives us victory, gives us power, gives us protection. We're going to come now to a time of observing the Lord's Supper. I invite every person in this room that knows Jesus Christ. You don't have to be a member of the church. If you know Jesus, you are welcome. And I know that some of you picked up one of the little cups between Sunday school and worship. Kenny, if you'll go, you're going to go back there. All right, and Kenny's got some for anybody that came in and did not get one of the little cups. Just raise your hand and Kenny will help you with that. Now this little flimsy tab on the top, if you'll pull that, you'll find a little white wafer to represent the body of Christ. I'll wait for a moment till Leonard gets back. Perhaps if there's somebody later today listening online, you may want to get some juice and a cracker of some kind. Thank you, Kenny. Thank you, Leonard. It's so serious, but so much appreciated how much the Lord loves us. To us, it's just a little symbol, but to Jesus, the stripes on his back, the thorns on his head, the nails in his hands and feet, the spear in his side, he did pay it all for you to go to heaven. What a memorial. How he helped us. As you take of the bread, Jesus said, "This is my body, broken for you. Take and eat." There's another little tab that if you pull, Jesus talks about the blood of the new covenant. You know, in the Old Testament, they killed multiple hundreds of thousands of animals to atone for sin. But Hebrews tells us this Jesus after he made one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down at the Father's right hand. There's no more need for a sacrifice because of what Jesus did. He did it, and it's forever settled. Thank God. He said, "This is my blood shed for you. Drink you all of it." I'm going to say a benediction, and then Leonard's going to lead us as we sing. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. May he give you your peace, his peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
So I'll stand and sing together, please. Brenda.
Thank you.